Did Dooku know about Shmi Skywalker? He seemed to know everything else. Or maybe it was the trick of a fortune teller, casting generalities to get a client to react and reveal specifics. Whatever it was, Anakin couldn't walk away from it or shut it out. He felt every shred of pain, his and his mother's, and lunged for Dooku with his lightsaber. His attack was blind and ferocious, oblivious of the dead weight on his back, slashing and whirling at the Count until he drove him back to the softer sand where he'd lose his footing. But Dooku had been a master duelist, even among Jedi, and Anakin forgot that for a pain-blinded moment. Dooku ducked under his frantic sweeps and spun around behind him, slashing through the rigid backpack almost to Anakin's spine. The sudden movement of the rocks packed tightly inside made Anakin pause to get his balance.
"Oh dear," Dooku said mildly. "I seem to have cut Rotta in half."
"You wish." Anakin held out his lightsaber to fend off Dooku while he released the straps and let the backpack fall to the sand. Rocks spilled out. Dooku raised his eyebrows.
"Good grief, not a hut at all."
It dawned on Anakin too slowly that Dooku wouldn't have been so easily fooled. This is a game. He's playing for time. Just when Anakin thought he'd passed that elusive finishing line that said, adult, experience, seen it all, he realized he was still 20, Jedi or not, and the wounded boy in him still rose to the surface, provoked into angry violence, scared of abandonment, and still in need of approval. Dooku was playing decoy. "You're too late anyway," Anakin said. He had to choose. Fight Dooku to the end, or make a run for it and try to get to Ahsoka. He had his eye on the speeder bike. She'll be at Jabba's palace by now.
"You'll note I didn't ask where she was," Dooku said, taking a holoprojector from his cloak. "And I know you can't calm her, but I can show you some friends she's run into."
Anakin thought it was another trick, but the blue holo image that sprang into life looked real enough. The angle suggested it was being recorded by something much taller than Ahsoka. She backed away from the two Magna Guard droids, stumbling in the sand, Rotta on her back in the makeshift harness she'd made. Was this real? Anakin didn't trust anything he saw now.
"Jabba's son is still a casualty of war, alas. But your Padawan is being delivered to Jabba alive."
Dooku carved a slow figure eight in the air with the tip of his lightsaber.
"He needs to vent his grief on something, and he won't have you to play with, will he?"
Anakin sprinted for the speeder. He had it airborne the moment he settled into the saddle. Dooku seemed to give chase, but Anakin lost him in a cloud of sand. As he raced for Jabba's palace, he had no idea whether this was still part of Dooku's maneuvering. Am I really stronger than him? Or did he choose to let me escape? Why did he show me the hologram? To fool me? Or to demoralize me into dropping my guard in a fight? Why did he... Anakin stopped thinking. It would only distract him. He'd made his decision. He had to follow through. The only thing he knew was that Dooku had tried to delay him for a reason, and he had to take the risk that the decoy wasn't simply to provoke him into rushing to the palace. Maybe Ahsoka had run into Magna Guards after all. Maybe she was already at the palace reuniting Jabba with his son. The only way to find out was to get there.